This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. Welcome to the show. You can join us here on our toll-free line at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We can also accept your calls on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. Coming up, Tulsi Gabbard is stirring it up, continues to upset the Democratic establishment. She's not a freedom lover or anything like that, but
well, some freedoms.
Of all of the Democrats, she's probably the best choice, it seems like. And she's not afraid to call a spade, not afraid to call out her own Democratic Party establishment when necessary, and that's what's got them so riled up. We can tell you more about that coming up here. Plus, the apparently, you know, as always, people are on attack against Bitcoin. Forbes magazine's got a headline saying, you don't need Bitcoin. Bitcoin isn't down because of China, because, by the way, the price of Bitcoin has gone down over the last few days to in the $7,200 range.
Yeah, it's down from, like, in the
last couple of weeks. Upwards of $9,500 in the last couple of weeks.
So, I mean, it's down $2,000.
But a lot.
I mean, it was a few months ago down to $3,000.
Several months back. It was earlier this year.
Okay, several months ago, it was $3,000.
Yeah.
So
it's still higher than that. Yeah,
you know, the articles that come out as to why predicting the death of Bitcoin whenever it goes down a little bit, that always amused me, because where were you when it was skyrocketing from 3,000 to 10,000, 12,000? Where were you?
Well, I'm sure they were predicting its demise at that time, too. It's just a bubble.
How many bubbles is this thing going to have?
As many as they say.
Is the U.S. economy collapsing because it just has bubble after bubble?
Is the U.S. economy collapsing?
Well, I'm asking these people.
Oh, I don't know.
Not you.
I'm not these people. But the toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. In this case,
the reality is that the U.S. economy is collapsing, because all economies are collapsing, right? We can look back in history and see every nation and every empire that has existed, and all of their economies were at, you know, some point or another in a state of collapse, right? Like they all go away. So will Bitcoin collapse? Yes. Yes, it will.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, plus China in China news. In fact, I think you've got an interview from the Epoch Times coming up later tonight, Mark,
yep,
which that's going to be about Hong Kong and what's going on over there, some of the outrageous news there. But China, in other news, is told their gaming arcades are not allowed to have children anymore. Kids are now banned from arcades unless it's a national holiday, apparently.
In other news, there are arcades still in China.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts to start things out here. Dave is on the line in Colorado. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, gentlemen. I wanted to update you on YouTube's continuing crusade to alienate all of its viewers and producers at the same time.
Okay, what's going on?
As you know, they, like, for instance, my channel, if I were to put up a video last year, you know, a year ago, saying, you know, cop versus camera or something like that, it would get about 5,000 hits on average. If I were to put up a video of the same type this year, it would get about 500 hits. So they've drastically, you know, cut my viewership, and they've done this to a lot of other people, making it difficult to see your videos. But the latest thing they've done, the viewers know how difficult it's getting to just watch videos and all the stuff they put in front of the videos and the ads, the stuff, the interruptions. Now what they're doing is they're trying to enforce some kind of new federal law or something like that. It says, quote, do minors appear in this? Oh, no, this is the old one. There's some new
I've seen this. I know what you're talking about because I've uploaded a couple videos over the last couple weeks to the Free Keen YouTube channel, and it says something about do minors appear in your videos? There's some sort of federal prohibition that you have to, like, what is it that they want you to do if there's a child? You just have to indicate that a minor is in your video. Or no, not that they're in your video as much as if it's intended for minors. That's what it is. Is your video
that's
intended?
The new thing. Yeah, you're required. I'm trying to find the quote now. You're required to tell us if your video is meant for children. You're legally required at this. And it just, you know how sometimes, you know, corporations will go along with the government and they will do what the government says. They'll do it under protest, or at least they'll do it with a deadpan. But this is like they've got their whole heart in it. You know, we love this regulation that's been imposed on us, and you need to do this and that. And we're loving it. You know,
well, you know, you can't be against protecting children.
I will let me pop in as the parent in the group on this one. My son liked YouTube as much as anybody else,
yeah.
And it's designed for kids the same way it is for adults, to get you to watch more videos and that kind of thing. And I will say this, that there are lots of people that produce content for YouTube that is going to be interesting to kids that, for whatever reason, choose to put unimportant swear words in there. And if they would simply not do that, their content would be, you know, it wouldn't be a problem for parents. Now, I know it's my responsibility, but how are you going to know with a given YouTube video when it looks like it's fine for kids? You know, it's about maps or, planets and stars, right? If somebody's doing a YouTube video about planets and stars, they could, as opposed to saying that's a big effing star, they could say that's a big old star, right? Like, there's no artistic value to
that. Happens though in like kids' videos, they're saying the
F-bomb. Well, that's the thing is that there's no distinction really between a kid's video and not a kid's video.
Well, that's what they're doing now. They're saying you have to say whether it's a children's video.
I can't say that as a parent who has a kid that watches videos on YouTube that really bothers me that much. It would be really nice if the 20-something guys that produce these videos would just go ahead and tell me if they're going to cuss their heads off in the middle of their stupid video about stars where they don't have to do that.
Well, but what does it even mean to be a kid's video or a video intended for children?
Cuss where you don't need to.
But yeah, does it give you guidelines? I didn't see anything about that. It just said, is this for children or whatever.
Yeah, so this is what you're talking about, Mark, is closer to being okay. And that's what Metacafe does. They make you tell them, or they ask you to tell them if there's repulsive or violent content, that sort of thing, the little check mark or whatever. But this is the opposite. They're saying, quote, you're legally required to comply with the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act and or other laws. You're required to tell us if your videos are made for kids.
Well, laws are generally made, often made, for irresponsible people. And it's the irresponsible people that make it. I mean, there would be no littering laws if people didn't throw things out of their car while they're driving down the road or whatever. And to some extent, it has to be the responsibility of the jerks that decide to make videos that I'm sure they don't even think about it, right? They're just making their video. But you know, it looks like a kid's video, and this is why we now have it, is because the politicians will insert themselves when they have an opportunity, and these folks gave them the opportunity.
Yeah, you know, but I think it's just a reminder that we need an alternative to YouTube. We've got Library.com out of Manchester. I don't know how they're going to do. Metacafe has its own problems. All the other sites I've tried and used seem to have this problem of no one seeing your videos when you try to do it. You don't know, if I upload another 500 videos, maybe people will start watching them, but I can't do that. So we need a good alternative, or we need support for the best existing alternative or something. But competition has got to take the head off of YouTube. They've just gone downhill so fast.
So you're saying the best competitor that you've seen so far is Metacafe, but they've got issues as well?
Yeah, Metacafe has prior restraint. You have to have your videos approved before they can be seen. And one in nine, or one in ten of mine seem to get deleted or
approved. So there's a human being that has to actually review the content.
I think so. Yes.
Wow. And yet, they're the least bad.
It seems like now library is great because they're blockchain oriented, freedom oriented.
Yeah, library is wonderful. LBRY.com. That is the decentralized blockchain based cryptocurrency oriented and essentially free service where there's no advertising built in there. In fact, you can even get paid for your videos in cryptocurrency. There's more coming up here. Thanks, Dave. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half without ever losing your principal, all with the blessing of the IRS. Avoid the volatility of the market, put certainty back into your investing future, and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The toll-free numbers allow you to bring up whatever's on your mind. We just had a caller calling in about the obtuse, difficult-to-understand government regulations that apparently now YouTube is cracking down or is at least making more obvious that they intend to possibly do something to people who upload videos that may target children who don't say they're targeting children, because apparently there's this thing the federal government has passed called COPPA. I remember hearing about it years ago. It's still a thing, apparently. The Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, I believe, is what that stands for. And, of course, it's pages and pages and pages and pages long. And it, at first it says that it only applies to sites that collect information from children. But then later it says it also applies to sites directed at children. And so that's why YouTube is now asking everyone uploading a video, so whether or not the video they're uploading is made for kids. And COPPA says that if you violate their rules, they might fine you like $42,000 or something like that. So it's very...
That'll put your incipient video company out of business
right.
Pretty quick.
Yeah. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, tell me about Balance of Nature.
I love Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature has a couple of products that I think are really awesome. They've got these fruits and veggie tablets. Now, there's not fruits and veggies in each tablet. There's tablets for fruits and tablets for veggies. But if you take three Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their vegetable capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables for your day. And that's more than what, well, is prescribed by the government, but it's a good idea to get as many. No one's ever said, and I don't know of anybody who's ever died from eating too many fruits and vegetables. So it's a good idea, and if your lifestyle is anything like mine, there are days when it's hard to get as many servings of fruits and vegetables as you really ought to. And as you know, fruits and vegetables, they're going to make you healthier. They're going to make you look better and all the things that that your mom told you. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use discount code FTL when you order. It's I've taken the products and they're great. Balanceofnature.com, coupon code FTL. FTL is in Free Talk Live.
All right, so we continue here. You can bring up whatever you want. And the reason why Dave had called in earlier from Colorado was to, you know, to express concern about the just ever-increasing set of rules and regulations that are being piled upon independent video producers who do not have a legal staff to be able to read through the legalese of this COPPA federal legislation. That's just one of, you know, there's also copyright and there's, you know, all these other restrictions that exist out there that could really inhibit the creative abilities of people to make the video content that they want to.
Yeah, one thing that this could be sort of a chilling effect as on artists that want to do things like The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
So
is that a kid's show?
It's not. But
there's a lot of adult jokes in there, right?
It looks like it. And, you know, there's been cartoons that have come out that have been even more adult than The Simpsons.
Sure. I was just watching Rick and Morty recently. I finally started watching through that show. Incredibly popular cartoon. And yep. Also incredibly violent as well. I mean, there's like all kinds of disembodied.
So was Tom and Jerry.
No, not in the same way, though. I mean, okay. Tom and Jerry was like, you know, slapstick violence, like, you know, electrocution and silly stuff. This is like disembodied, like beheadings and all kinds of like gory violence, actual violence.
Yeah, and
well, actual cartoon violence.
Actual cartoon violence. Yeah, but you know these situations make it difficult for somebody who's you know trying to put together whatever this art form is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be nice if they would just go ahead and say, "Hey, this isn't meant for kids." Mm-hmm. So we all know what it is, and you get to decide what a kid is.
No, you don't. According to the rules here in the YouTube, so this is YouTube's sort of summary of how to comply with this. They say, how old is a kid? The age of a, quote, kid in the United States is defined as anyone under the age of 13. However, the age of a kid may be higher in other countries. So consider the factors described above as appropriate given how a kid is defined in applicable laws in your country and consult legal counsel if you have additional questions. You know, because the average person has legal counsel at hand that they can just talk to
about
these things.
I already know what your lawyer is going to say. No, No. No. That's all they say. You hire them to tell you that you can't do something. It's outrageous. I mean, I don't even know. At this point, I've hired lawyers in the past to do, you know, and all they do is cover their butts. They don't really provide you with any valuable, information about, can you do this? How does this skirt, you know, this kind of thing? No. No. I mean, it's just no is the answer.
They even go so far as to claim on the FTC.gov website, where they explain sort of a question and answer about this COPPA thing. They even claim that foreign websites must comply with COPPA. I don't know how they expect to, you know, hold jurisdiction over a foreign website, but they can say it on their website if they want to. So, I mean,
if it's YouTube saying it, then
this is the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, who's claiming their COPPA rules apply to the entire planet.
Yeah, well, the Washington D.C. believes it rules the world.
Let's go to the phones here. We got Jerome on the line in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jerome.
Yes, I just want to say I appreciate the opportunity you give me to speak.
Of course.
I got to talk about this thing, this testimony last week, and Trump won't allow Bolton or Mulvaney or Pompeo or any of the people that are closest to him as far as this quid pro quo bribery deal. But yet he keeps saying he's innocent, it's a witch hunt. He won't testify. He won't allow them to testify. How is it like
I wouldn't testify. I mean, would you testify against yourself?
Don't they have subpoena power?
But he said he's not guilty of anything.
So? I mean, that's what you're supposed to say when you're accused of things.
But so you're saying he's lying?
I'm not saying anything. I think that this is all.
Wait a minute.
Here's what I think.
Are we talking about politicians?
I think that this is Democrat for Benghazi. All right. That this is just more that political posturing. What is he on trial for? Is it for the Russian interference? Is it for him colluding against, the United States government? Is it for him lying to an FBI agent? Oh, it's for him trying to quid pro quo a foreign country, which is kind of his thing as a president. I just don't care. I mean, that's how I feel. As far as I'm concerned, all politicians are liars. The person
are you a Republican?
I am a registered independent in the state of New Hampshire.
You're a Republican.
Fine. You can call me a Republican if you want. But here's what I'm saying.
That's what you are.
I've got a Tulsi Gabbard sign in my yard. How about that?
Oh, God. You can keep her.
He's a partisan.
You don't
this guy.
Like her because you are a mainline Democrat. That's why.
No, I don't like her because I wouldn't trust that woman. I mean, there's just something about her.
You trust Joe Biden?
Who would you trust? Do you trust
politicians? Which politician do you trust?
Look, I don't trust Republicans. You know why? Because
no,
politicians. For anything.
Do you trust politicians in general?
No, I don't. But when Republicans say, when I hear them say they would vote for the devil before they would vote for a Democrat.
Hold that thought, Jerome. 855-450, free like freedom. You can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that balance of nature works.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Vice President Mike Pence makes a surprise visit to Iraq, meeting with the president of the Kurdistan region of the country, offering reassurances after the U.S. pulled back troops from northern Syria 2 months ago, leaving the Kurds there vulnerable.
I want to thank you, though, Mr. President, for making time for an important opportunity to discuss the enduring bond that exists between the Kurdish people and the people of the United States of America.
The vice president also visited U.S. troops and helped serve an early holiday Thanksgiving meal. Pope Francis has started a three-day trip in Japan. He expressed his love for the country right after he landed. He plans to appeal for a total nuclear disarmament while in Japan and has scheduled a meeting with the victims of the Fukushima nuclear disaster. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Tulsi Gabbard upsetting the Democratic establishment. The last caller that we had on the line, I tried to hang on to him. He dropped off. Jerome, I think it was, in South Carolina. Not his first time calling. He's called a few times, and he's always just dyed-in-the-wool partisan Democrat, which means he is also against Tulsi Gabbard because she's not toeing the party line completely, so therefore she's not a real Democrat. Because you got to agree 100% with the party, which, what does that even mean? These parties don't even stand for anything anymore. We talked about recently.
Yeah, I think that's always a good question to ask anybody who sounds pretty partisan. Is there anything that liberals or Democrats or conservatives or Republicans believe that you think is good and better than what your party believes?
Well, I don't know if you were on the episode where we talked about this. It was earlier this week that there's been studies done, or at least a study done, that suggests that now there's partisanship is even worse than it's ever been. We've all heard that, right?
I would agree with that.
But that the parties don't even stand for anything anymore. If they ever did stand for something, they don't stand for anything now except for we're not the other guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's all that they really are is, well, all they can do is find fault with the other party. They don't stand for anything at all, at least nothing consistent. There's no way that you can ask any Republican or Democrat, and I think it was actually Mark Stevens who deserves credit for this, the author of Adventures in Legal Land. Can you sum up, just, you know, get asked this of any Republican or Democrat, any self-styled Republican or Democrat, can you sum up in one sentence your philosophy or your platform or beliefs or whatever, right? Like, can you sum it up for me? No, of course they can't.
Right, and what it comes down to at this point is that different groups of people are sort of shoved into this particular area or that particular area. You heard he asked whether I'm a Republican or not.
No, he jumped to the conclusion that you must be a Republican.
Right, because at this moment in time, I'm a registered independent. Correct. I have been a registered Republican in the past because I ran for delegate to the state convention. Why did I run for delegate to the state convention and win three times, mind you, so that I could vote in the party platform thing against two things. One, the notion that marriage is between one man and one woman, which is in the party platform in New Hampshire. So against, I wanted to vote against that.
Mm-hmm.
And two, voting against this nonsensical thing where it's like, we, the Republican Party in New Hampshire, are against Sharia law, as though Sharia law is going to happen in New Hampshire. I mean, that, to me, that just sounds like, we don't like them Muslim
folks.
That's
what it is.
And that's what that sounds like. And that's fine. Then come out and say it. We don't like them Muslims. Because what they don't say is that we are against Talmudic law or, you know, whatever other religious laws there might be out there. These things exist.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, religions have their own little codes of conduct. Why are we singling out this particular religion's code of conduct?
Well, they're afraid that the Muslims are going to force their beliefs on.
I know what they're... And I'm against Muslims forcing their beliefs on the people of New Hampshire and any other religious group forcing their beliefs, but that's not what it sounds like. If that's what we're talking about, then great. But, you know, this is the first step of hate. As far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah. There's so much fear-mongering. I mean, I've been to some of the Republican meetings here locally, and there have been a couple of times where there's definitely some serious fear surrounding Muslims in that particular room. And it's completely baseless. You know, it's based on what they see in the media, what these talking heads who, of course, benefit from, propagating fear and hatred and misunderstanding of our neighbors. Whereas we had a Muslim co-host here on Free Talk Live for... more than a year, pretty regularly and irregularly. His name was Will Coley. Sadly, he had to move out of the area due to some family health issues, but he was great at answering all the tough questions about what
right.
Muslims actually believe and, you know, are they really peaceful or not? And they are. I mean, by and large, there are some extremists
sure.
in the same way that there are extreme Christians out there who are pretty awful in a variety of different ways as well. So let's go and continue with your calls. We can talk about Tulsi Gabbard stirring it up in the Democratic Party here in a moment. But let's go to Mitchell in Memphis first. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mitchell.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're on the air.
I believe it's Ian, you, and Mark. Is that correct?
That's right. I'm the reasonable one.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's good. Listen, I want to ask you about the Declaration of Independence, and I'm kind of
sure.
curious about something. How many unalienable rights are there?
Well, I mean, I don't know that they were enumerated in the Declaration of Independence, and I don't know that – I've never considered that there's a particular number.
Okay, so, of course, I'm reading in here, they're endowed creator with a certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Okay.
Now, among them are life, liberty, 1, 2, 3. Does that mean that there's only three according to the Declaration of Independence?
No, I would say that among them would say that there's more than that.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, because if there's more than three, because if you keep reading, that to secure these rights, governments and institutions must be derived from just powers and so forth, says that whenever a form of government becomes destructive, it's the right of the people to alter so how do we know if the government is not defending the unalienable rights if they're not listed?
Well, I think that we as the human beings, right, we're going through this existence from cave troll to whatever we're going to be in the future. And as we go, we discover new rights as we go along, or we refine our understanding of rights. So I like life, liberty, and property.
Okay, well, then you're talking about, what is that, the John Locke Trinity, is that correct?
Yep. Yeah, I like that.
All right, so I wanted to ask you a question about that, Mark.
Sure.
John Locke, he derived that, he was talking about, I believe, property as in meaning self-ownership.
Okay.
And so the question is, why was the word property removed? Because they almost plagiarized John Locke.
Right. Sure.
And I think Thomas Jefferson was responsible for removing it. But why couldn't it read life, liberty, property, and pursuit of happiness?
I don't know the answer to that, but I do believe that the property was mentioned in an earlier iteration of the Declaration of Independence that was taken out, and I think it was by Benjamin Franklin.
Okay, what I'm leading to, Mark, is that they knew the word property was in there, and they knew what it meant.
Yep.
They knew it meant more than just your houses. Your houses and your stuff and your belongings come from the fact that you you know, sort of invest your body from self-ownership, so that they knew what that property was there. It wasn't like they just forgot to add it. They knew intent involved. They intentionally left it out. What's really interesting is it finds its way back in. The John Locke Trinity finds its way back in, I believe, in the 14th Amendment and the latter part of the 5th Amendment in the Takings Clause.
Uh-huh.
But it's interesting when you find it in the Takings Clause, it, sort of with an asterisk, it says, nor shall anyone be deprived of life, liberty, and property, and then without due process. The other night you had a guy call in saying that due process is a joke, and I agree.
Right, due process is whatever they want it to be.
When they add property, when they say you can have, when they do say that, mention the word property, it's sort of like without due process. In other words, you know, we can say you can't have it.
In other words, they can just come up with a process and then steal your property,
exactly.
Like you know, they have done so with eminent domain, for instance.
Yeah, I think that the politicians that were informed by the Enlightenment thinkers were probably a cut above the politicians that we have today. But I wouldn't call them, you know, angels sent from on high. I mean, they're still politicians, which is a synonym for liar and thief. And, you know, that's...
They just weren't King George. You know?
They're just a better liar and thief.
Well, you know, it's like you go to school and everything, and I hear a lot of people, you know, coming to this conclusion that everything I was taught, you have to go and learn the way it really is. And this
is
very disappointing because people look to these founding documents like they're religious texts or something.
Sure.
And I want to know why the damn word property was removed, because it was intentionally removed, so there must have been a reason.
Maybe they intended to tax property.
It's important as life. It's probably the most. It's probably second in import compared to maybe second to maybe life. It's a hugely important word, and it should have been left in there.
I agree with you on that. Mitchell, good call. Thanks for sharing it tonight with us. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Maybe they thought, hey, we're going to make a government here. We need to be able to control people's property. So let's just leave that one out.
Yeah, there's a really great video that goes over life, liberty, and property. What is the one that's online that every libertarian has to watch? I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to tell you when we get back. It's just it's escaping me. But it, you know, points out that, you know, I'll explain it when we get back.
Okay, 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And also call in on our Discord call-in lines over on our Discord server. What is Discord? It is basically a chat app. But it's also got not just text chat, but also the ability to have voice chats with other Free Talk Live listeners. And there are special voice chat channels that only allow one person to join. And those are the channels that you can join on our server if you would like to call the show and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studios. Very, very high quality audio on Discord. You can join our server over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Coming up next year in April 3rd through the 5th, LibertyCon. It's a unique Liberty convention scheduled in D.C., which will feature 70 pro-Liberty organizations, which is a huge number. I mean, this sounds like it's going to be a really big event. They're inviting you to come attend, whether you're there for networking or career advancement, business and internship opportunities, or just to see some of the great speakers like John Mackey from Whole Foods. He'll be speaking on conscious capitalism. Vernon Smith, the Nobel Prize economics winner, who will be speaking on alternative markets. Miriam Issa, a pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views. And Asim Nicholas Taleb spent 21 years as a risk taker before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. You can learn more about their other speakers and what's going on at the event. LibertyCon.com is their website. Shockingly affordable tickets for this thing. We can only give you $10 off because the tickets are under $80 right now. Now, the prices will go up at the end of the year, so you want to get your registration in now. Use code FTL to save $10 over at LibertyCon.com. It's April 3rd through the 5th, so mark your calendar now. If you're a student, there are travel scholarships available because they really want young people especially to come attend this particular event. And there are discounted rooms for everybody staying at the Marriott Marquis. So head over to LibertyCon.com. We'll look forward to seeing you there. We will be broadcasting from the event.
So I talked about the Philosophy of Liberty video.
And neither of us could remember the name of it.
Right. Well, it's not like I sit there and watch this thing every single evening. I've got the notions down. But if you want to share the ideas of liberty with somebody quickly in a way that is hard to argue with, you need to check out this video, The Philosophy of Liberty.
It's a good one.
And specifically, we're talking about life, liberty, and property. And one of the things I love about this particular video is that it points out that your liberty is your future, right? So if somebody, your life is your future. If somebody robs you of your life, you have no future, right? If somebody robs you of your liberty, you really don't have a present because you can't do what you need to be able to do to, make yourself happy. Your liberty's gone. If somebody robs you of your property, I'm looking at you, government. If somebody takes from you what is yours, they are robbing you of your past, because all the things you've got up to this point, you
worked for those.
You worked for those, and your work was your present at that time. So you exchanged work for money, you bought something, or some experience. They can't take an experience from you too easily. That's the idea is that your property represents your past and things you've accumulated. But for some reason, we just have it in our minds that taking people's property is bad until you're the government, at which point it's great because that's good.
Do people really think it's good that people...
Yes, they do.
Taxes are a good thing.
The guy who called in thinking that Democrats are awesome certainly thinks that taxing rich people is a good thing.
Well, right, but does he think taxing himself is a good thing? Meaning that it's one thing to tax the other people, but to tax your own self is a whole other story.
Right. I mean, I think that people are willing to take a 10% hit or whatever, 20% or 30% hit in their own income as long as they can go after the income that's much larger of a richer person. And then, of course, they want all the outs that income tax has, the deductions and those kind of things. And then it's completely fair, which, of course, it's not.
I want to talk to Joe in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, a minute ago you guys were mentioning the Republicans and Democrats and how the average Republican and Democrat doesn't know what they believe and they don't stand for nothing. I think a lot of that's just tribalism. A lot of it's how people grow up. Your parents were Democrats. You grew up in a big union state or whatever. And people fall in the line, or they fall into whoever's going to give them their neighbor's stuff, their late neighbor's money.
Yep.
And the same, I think, can go for libertarians. I've met libertarians who, one guy told me he's like a libertarian / Marxist or socialist or something. And
I don't get that.
That's ignorant, because libertarianism, you oppose statism, whether it's from the right or left.
That's how it's supposed to be. Yeah.
Opposite.
Right. So. And, I think what those people mean when they say that stuff is they would like to see some kind of voluntary communism, voluntary socialism, and these sorts of things. Now, to me, socialism is by definition not voluntary, because to me, the definition of socialism is state ownership of the means of production. And if there's an organization called the state, that organization is claiming a monopoly privilege over the use of violence on a given landmass, which means that, they're telling you what to do. That's what states do. But, they choose an alternative definition. And, the Socratic method says that you agree on terms. So if we're going to agree that the term socialism can mean the community ownership of the means of production, well, fine. Then I guess that it's fine if you want to start some kind of co-op. Of course, we have a term for what they're talking about called a co-op. But, if they don't want to use that term, then okay. Then the last thing I want to do is get caught into some kind of semantic debate with people saying my definition of the word is better than your definition of the word. What I want to know is I want to know about their ideas. And if they're talking about voluntary interaction, great. I'm on board. If they're talking about something, if they're hiding their desire for something more than a voluntary interaction, then they're just another statist.
Yeah, even the pilgrims, they tried communism for a while, and there's always a segment of the population that won't pull their weight, that won't work, and everybody else has to, keep them alive, basically. And the invisible hand of the market usually will solve things because there'll be somebody that says, hey, there's a need. I can provide a service or a product or whatever to fill that need. And, I mean, we can look at our own country. The more the government gets involved, man, the more they screw stuff up. They just make things complicated. And try starting a business. How many permits do you got to have? How much, and the taxes, 40, 50% or whatever by the time you're done. It shouldn't be that way.
But, I'm with you, Joe. Great call tonight, man. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
And while we're talking about it, this sort of the Americans believing in socialism, and it sounds like we're really beating up on the Democrats right now with all their socialist-sounding candidates out there, but I'd remind the Republicans that they like socialism, too. They just like their socialists carrying guns. So, for instance, what is the military? I mean, think about that Beetle Bailey comic strip where Beetle's always trying to find a tree to sleep under and Sarge is always chasing him around. I mean, it's the same thing as what we were just talking about here. When people aren't compensated based on the value of their labor, you're going to find a certain amount of them that are going to attempt to give the least amount of labor possible. And this is infectious. It grows. And I've met more than one vet that said, yeah, man, the military almost ruined me for real work.
Let's continue here. We've got Deborah on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Deborah.
Hey.
Hey, you're on
the air. You guys are listening to New Hampshire, right?
That's right. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to the guy a little while ago, you know, giving you guys a hard time because insinuating you were Republicans or whatever. But, I just wanted to make a point that, the Republicans, Martin Luther King was actually a Republican who actually wanted to have closed borders and legal immigration.
All socialists want closed borders because socialism doesn't work with open borders. People just come over and take advantage of that stuff.
Right. Because he wanted to ensure that Americans actually had good paying jobs. So
I couldn't quite make out what you said there. It sounded like you might have backed away from your phone, or I'm not sure what happened there.
Oh, I just said, to ensure that Americans had quality, good paying jobs.
You think that's what closing borders does?
Yeah.
Why?
I do. I think that legal immigration is up north. It's different because,
I'm from Florida originally. I happen to know what it's like there.
Me too.
Yeah, well, so do I. So, I mean, there's a lot.
Are there a lot of Americans going out into the tomato fields trying to pick those tomatoes?
I think that if people weren't paying like $5 an hour, there would be more people going out.
So do you want to pay twice as much for tomatoes at the grocery store?
What's that?
You want to pay twice as much for tomatoes when you go to the grocery store? Because if you start paying people twice as much, the prices of the actual products are going to go up as well. There's more coming up here, Deborah. I want to hear more from you if you want to stick with us into hour number two about why you think that'll save you.
I definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.